Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf tzaddik. We're holding the Mishnah top of the Yomid, 6-7 lines from the top. Zuk the Mishnah. Kol midoy sheba mikdosh. Hoyu nigdoshois. All of the midois in the base of Mikdosh, the size of those midos were that if a person donated an isoroin, for instance, for a carbon mincha, it did not fit within the kli, but rather it went higher than the kli. It was a heaping amount of mincha sticking out from the top of the kli. Chutz mishal koyin gadol, except for the koyin gadol, shehoyin goyt shel toicha. What means goyt shel toicha? That kli was larger, and since it was larger, what happened was the amount of isorayin that normally everybody else would only get if they were goydish, if they allowed it as a heaping amount, this was a larger kli, that when he was moichit, moichit means when he had it level in the kli, it equaled the amount of the goydish that you had in other kelim. If you look at the top, Rashi, at the very, very top, Rashi says, second line, it was such a large kli. Mechekes means when you would level it out. It already had the yisar. All the other kelim, all the other midos, to be able to get to the shear of your isarai, it had to be begoidish. Begoidish means it had to be protruding and had to be heaping on top of the kli, sticking out on top. And that was not necessary for the kli for purposes of the chavitin that the kohen gadol brought every day. There it was machuk. What's the reason why by the chavitin it was machuk? You remember we had the Rashi a couple of days ago. Rashi explained, because since you have to go and pour off from the Isorain into the Chutzi Isorain. Why do you have to pour into the Chutzi Isorain? Because everybody knows that the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is Machtzise Baboike Machtzise Ba'arev. So you pour it from one to the other. If you pour from a level amount in a level kli, it's pretty easy to pour so that it shouldn't go and spill on the ground. However, if you're starting over the heap and then you have to tilt it to be able to go and pour into a smaller kli, oh, you can easily see a okay, so we got stuck here in the middle because of a battery failure. And we are now into the second, third line of the Mishnah where we're talking about the berutzim. Berutzim is that portion that stays on top of the kli over the rim. And the Mishnah tells us there's a difference between the berutzim if they are in the lach of the liquid. For instance, if you have a midas halach that is full of shemen or full of wine, those berutzim that go above the rim are kodesh. Mashenken vidas yobesh, that portion that sticks out from on top, pirutzein choil. Now the Gemara on the Mishnah on the surface seems to be difficult to understand, because if we're saying that the midas yobesh, that part that sticks out over the rim, is choil, we just finished saying at the beginning of the Mishnah that all the midas of a migdash hayu nigdashos. Nigdashos means that the way that they were makdish their carbon mincha was having the mincha stick out on top. So you're going to tell me the top 5%, whatever that amount is, above the rim, is choil? You want to have kedushas aguf in this carbon mincha? That would be defying what you're trying to do. You're trying to make it kodesh. You're putting it in klisharis, and you're going to tell me the part which is above the berutz, and that's choil. So some learn pshat in the Mishnah, in the Chalami, there's a machloikis between that first statement that we just made and this new statement. That according to Tanakhama, that part which is sticking out is choil. And according to the next mandiyama, unnamed, that happens to that it's a... According to the first mandiyama, that's sticking out is kodesh. And according to the second mandiyama, unnamed, birutzein is choil. However, you don't have to learn that way, because what Rashi says is that the birutzim that we're referring to means that portion that did not stay on top, but rather fell to the bottom, or fell over the side. And therefore, when it says birutzim in our Mishnah, birutzein choil, it doesn't mean that part of the heap. The heap that is sticking out on top of the kli, that is kodesh. What are the birutzim which are choil by yovesh? Those that slip down to the sides. If you look at the Rashi, third line from the top, midas yovesh birutzein choil, ma shenoyful min hakli li'achashin ismalei, hayne birutzim. The birutzim in our Mishnah is not that part that stays on top. It's that part that does not stay. The part that stays, even by yovesh, is kodesh. The part that slips down to the sides hits the wall, hits the ground, hits the table, that's choy. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the Gemara, what's the reason why. Now, our Mishnah tells us Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi agree with everything we've just said. The only machloikis is the sources, the makoyrais. Remember, what did the Tanakhama say? If you're talking about midas halach, the birutim, koydish. Midas ayyavish birutim are choy. Rabbi Akiva oimer. Midas halach, koydish. The whole midas halach itself was niskadish because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe chet b'shem and ha-mishcha. Laficha birutim koydish. That's why the birutim are koydish. Midas ayyavish choy. Laficha birutim choy. The whole mid itself is choy. Therefore, certainly the birutim are choy. Notice that Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue la halacha with the Tanakhama. Both the Tanakhama says the midas halach birutein kodesh, midas yavish birutein choil. All Rabbi Akiva does is give an explanation why. Since the midas halach was niskadish memeshicha kodesh, midas yavish was not birutein choil. We're going to see more about this in the Gemara shortly. Rabbi Yosi, I mean Rabbi Yosi says, forget about meshicha, he meshicha her, loy mishum ze. It has nothing to do with that. Ella shalach nekar vayovish ein nekar. If you ever go and pour a liquid into a cup, you'll notice that as you pour the liquid from the two sides, they start rising. And when you keep on pouring, and eventually, if it pours over the edge, it's not the liquid that you're pouring; it's rather the liquid that's inside in the kli, which is being, as a result of the pressure, goes over on the side. So therefore, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, when you have birutzim on top of the kli, as well as those birutzim that fall down on the sides of the kli, all of those were within the kli at one time, within the last second, or last 5 seconds, or 10 seconds, and that's why they're koyish. Masha'en kem vayobesh. If you're talking about filling it up, for instance, with flour, so as you keep on adding flour, the flour on the bottom remains on the bottom. It's not that the flour on top starts rising to the top, it remains. Then you just keep on pouring. So therefore, the birutzim, that is on top of the rim, as well as that folds over on the sides of the rim, was never inside the kli itself, says Rabbi Yossi, since it wasn't inside the kli. It does not get a din of kiddushin. Gemara will explain what the three Makoidas are, Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, but they all hold the same thing, that there's a distinction between Birutzim of Lach and Birutzim of Yom.
Dagger Mitzias and that.
Sorry?
Dagger Mitzias.
No, not Mitzias, only the sources, only the Makoidas. Zok Dimar, we started off with Kol Midashim and Migdash Hoyin Nigdashis. Chutz Bishol Kayin Golos Hoyin Goit Shalotoycha. Rabbi say, how many Midois Hayabish were there all together in the Mesa Migdash? How many? So we had a Mishnah not too long ago. In fact, that's why our perek is called Shtei Midos. Where was the Mishnah? The Mishnah was back on Pei Zayin Amid. Is it Pei Zayin?
Yes, Amid Aleph.
Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, thank you. Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, Mipoz Mepninim Yekara. Shtei the Mishnah, Shtei Midos Oyim Bemikdash.
I should say.
Shaliyah Vashay Bemikdash. Isarin Vachatzi Isarin. Remei Oyim Isarin. Isarin Vachatzi Isarin. So the whole machloi between Tanakama and Remei is, according to Tanakama, they were two. Isarin and Chatzi Isarin. According to Remei, there were three. Isarin, and Chatzi Isarin. And the Gemara said on the Amud Beis, what's the reason, or even here in the bottom of the Amud Aleph, back on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Tani, heard Remei, Oymer, Matam Alim, Isarin, Isarin, Lekebes Echad. We learned it this morning in the Shchoydish lining. Malamit Sheshtei, Esroin, Esayiv, and Mikshir, there were two. Echad Godush, V'yechad Machok. The Godush was what you used for all the Menachos, and the Machok was the one that you used for the Chavitin of Kohen Gadol. So according to Remei, so now put aside the Chatzi Isarin. Let's only focus on the Isarin. According to Tanakhama, there was only one Isarin altogether, one Midas Isarin. No more, no less. According to Meir, there were two. One of them was Machuk, one was Godish. So now let's go to our Gemara. So Gemara, Mani. Who is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah? Ira Meir, Chad Godish. You tell me, all the Midas of Migdash, how you Migdash, all of them. You would think that there are like 500 or 1,000 of them, or at least 10 of them. It was Gansin only two Midas Hayovesh. One of them was Godish, one of them was Machuk. So wasn't that Kol Midash and Midash Hoyu Nigdashis Chutz Mishal? One Midah was Nigdashis. The other one of the Kohen Gadol was Machuk. What's the Irabanan Chod Umachukat? According to Rabbanan, the Kash is noch starker because there's only one altogether, putting aside the Chatzit. And that one is a Machuk. So what's the Kol Midash and Midash and Nigdashis? What is this talking about? Every Mahamur of Chizdali, Oila Amr Meir, Vemisen Kozukun Tramei. My kol midos kol medidos. Ah, it goes according to the mayor. And therefore, we're talking about the wataka two kelim. And there were two kelim, the one that was the keli of the chavitim, that was for the kohen god. However, the other kli, it's kol medidos. Kol medidos means whenever you would go and measure, you would always measure begodush. You always measure begodush. The reason why you always measure begodush is because the other kli, the non-chavitim kli, was a relatively small kli. Since it was small, there wasn't enough room inside the isaron to hold the holy isaron. So the only way to give the isaron would be to have it sticking out on the top. Mole the godush, not only mole the godush, but heaping on the outside. Masha Enke, as we said before, by the Kohen Gadol, they didn't have that godush because of the possibility of slippage as you are pouring from the larger one into the smaller. So each time they were moided for every carbon mincha, whether it was a minchas yachid, whether it was purposes of the minchas esochim, you had to have shloish esorin lepar, shnei esorin lohir, esorin lakeves. Each time when you measured it, you always measured it with the godish sticking out of the top. What's taka the reason why they had to make such a small kli? After all, we said yesterday more in anias from mokum hashiris. Why don't they just make a large kli? Why does it have to be heaping on top?
We said because we were worried about the spending of the kohen.
You're 100%, no, 100%. So Uri points out that we had a machlokes yesterday in the Gemara, the Gavi the Zinav and the Yisbin Mokum Hashiras, and that had to do with the inyan of when they were testing each day, trial and error, trying to figure out how much oil we need inside the menorah. So one man, the Yama, said, if you're talking about the Smigdish, ain't in the Yisbin Mokum Hashiras. The other one said, 100%. Shkoya for reminding us. But getting back to our Gemara today, but what's the reason why by the carbon mincha you had this heaping isar? Why don't you just have it mochuk like by the kohen gadol? Zugma mafarshim. Because who's bringing a carbon mincha? Typically an ani, who doesn't have enough money to go and bring a big behaima or to bring at least oifis. So he's bringing the poor man's carbon. At the very least, we want it to look like a real bountiful, groiser carbon. So we want to say, look how much flour he brought. It doesn't even fit into the kli. We have to add more. So therefore, he feels good that he's able to go and bring a carbon that looks substantial as opposed to a carbon that looks puny. That's the reason why they had. So bottom line is, Alam Adidas and Bismigdish were always heaping, except for the Chavit and Kadim Gadol, which was in the other kli, according to Ramaya, which was Mokuk, so that there shouldn't be any slipping. Good. Now we continue on. Zudim Mishnah Vayitim Midas Alach, we're saying Kodesh. Now remember, we had three Madi Yomrim, all who said the same thing, that the Berutzim of Lach were Kodesh, the Berutzim of Yavish were Choyl. Each one said something different. So the Yamara, the Maikamithi, what's the machlekes? Tanakama Sova, Midas Allah, Nimshecha Bein B'mifnim, Bein B'mechut, Midas Yavish Nimshecha B'mifnim, Faloi Nimshecha B'mechut. The Tanakama says at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, go and be Moshech all the Kalim, Vayim Shochem, Vayikavish Oysam, he was Moshech, Ben Hashem and Amishchat, the Allah, Allah Kalim. And guess what happened? The Midas Allah, he was Moshech both B'mifnim and B'mechut, meaning both the inside walls as well as the outside, he put Mashiach. And therefore there was Kedusha on both. And therefore if you have Berutzim now, which are pouring out on the sides, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, Masha Noifel Min HaKli, guess what happens? Those Berutzim, they touch the walls of the Kli from the outside. Those walls are Kodesh, says the Tanna Kamma, because they were Nimshach just like the Bifnim. That's why Berutzim of Allah is Kodesh. Masha'enki midas yobit nishcha b'mifnim. Moshe Rabbeinu only put Shem Namishcha inside. He didn't put on the outside. Since he didn't put on the outside, if you have any flour falling to the sides, they're just touching a plain plastic container from the outside. In other words, no Kedusha, just choil walls from the outside.
The airspace above the walls of the Kli is not Mekadesh yet?
Oh, so that's what we were explaining in the Mishnah before. That remains on top of the Kli in the airspace does become Kodesh. Otherwise, every single carbon mincha, you'd always have 3%, 5%, 10%, which would be choil. So that stays on top, it's like a Kodesh airspace, as you say. But those that fell to the side that don't remain on the airspace, but they're touching, or they touched the walls for the air. Remember, by the Yovesh, they didn't touch the inside walls. It never got there. He said, only poured out from the top. It poured out on the sides. It touched the walls. It touched. Those walls are totally choil, says the Tanakhama. Therefore, they don't get any Kedusha, and they are choil. But
the
Kivas of...
There's no Kedusha. The shell is brown. You poured it. The whole thing was
poured. But the part that overflowed.
The part of the top is Kodesh.
And the stuff that falls to the side.
So it fell out of the Kli.
Whatever is on the Kli is only 0.95 of an Isar.
Right.
You have to bring a full Isar.
Right.
So fearfully you're going to fill up the Kli plus another 0.5 that is like a teepee, like a triangle on top.
Right.
It's a heaping a tablespoon, right? A heaping.
It doesn't fall off.
And therefore it's on top. So that stays on top is quite. What happens, however, if you heaped it too much and somebody fell on the side, that falls down to the ground. When I say to the ground, on the table, on the plastic, or whatever, you know, whatever falls out of the ground. That is not koyish. Exactly right. That's chon. The reason why is not chon. Tanakhama says because the walls of the cleat from the outside were not nimshach. Rabbi Kiva says that even the inside of the kli was not nimshach. Rabbi Kiva saw by midas halach nimshach bein befen mei bechutz. On the midas halach, there's no machlokes. That everybody agrees. By yimshachim bekadoshoyis and perfect. The midas yavesh the nimshach kolika Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bother being moshach them at all.
But the inside of the kli is also
choil, not right. Kodesh.
Then
has to get a kedusha.
No, the same should also apply to liquid.
Yeah. No, but we're talking about the midas halach. Midas halach of the liquid nimshcha bein mimefnem bein mimechus. That everybody agrees that both the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli are kodesh. We're talking about the midas hayovish. Those are the solid midas. What's the din there? So here, machloikus tanakama. Rabbi Kiva tanakama says it was nimshcha mimefnem, just not mimechus. Rabbi Kiva goes one step further. It wasn't even nimshcha mimefnem. And therefore, there is no Mashiach at all. Not inside, not outside. But now the obvious question is, so it's not only the Berutzim or Choyl, but even the Mincha inside is the Choyl or Choyl. I put it into a Choyl Kli.
Into a nothing Kli.
Oh, so Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi says something which the Choyra is difficult for me to understand. Hopefully everybody will be able to help out. Rashi says over here, Rabbi Kiva, no, it's both Saviyat and the top. Let's look at the top first. Rabbi Kiva Sovar. Kiva Sovar, as we see, it says Masnisin in the Gemara. It's two lines lower down. Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Midas Yavesh, Lo Nimshcha Kol Iker, V'choil Hi, Lafichach Mashi Bifnim Bekli, Kedushas Peh, Hu De Mekadish Lei. It's not the Kli that's Mekadish. It's the person's mouth. The person that went and designated this carbon Mincha, and he's saying, I'm making it for a Kodesh, for Kedush Mincha, and Mafresh it. That gives it the kedusha. Hilkach mad itzrich lei mekadosh. So that he needed. I want to bring an isarin that becomes kodesh. Birutzim that's beyond the isarin plus a couple of extra drops. The birutzim lo itzrich lei the mekadosh. It does not become kodesh. So that's Rashi here on top. If you look at the Rashi, Ksaviyat is almost word for word the same. That he uses the same expression of midas of kedushas peh. It's about a little bit past halfway down the wide lines of Rashi Ksav Yad, 10 lines from the bottom to the right. Loim nishchu kolikar kirik tani umidas yavish choyl miu mashem moide dim boy. What's inside kadosh kedushas hapeh the kavod by the tzorach magdish v'pritzelim magdish loy tzorach lo. So you see the same signal as the Rashi on top. It's the kedushas peh. The choyl the kedushas peh. So why is that so shver? What's so shver is, for that I don't need the midas hayavish.
Right.
As soon as he's mafresh the kar mincha and he says, I am bringing this flower for the carbon, it already gets a kedusha.
It negates the whole point because the whole Mishnah in a way.
Exactly.
The Mishnah gives a kedusha to the Klalim, and then you say, I'm a kaddish myself, and that's it. See, unless the pair doesn't mean the person.
So normally when you go and mafish, let's say, a behemoth for a carbon, and you say, I want to make this into a carbon, it doesn't, by behemoth, it's roy for a carbon, it gets kedusha, so goof immediately. But the garbage is something that requires a kli. Like the mincha, typically the way we understand it is, if he takes the flour, he brings it from his home, and he says, I'm bringing this for karm mincha, and only has kedushas dam. Right. And he pours it into the kli, sha'arais, then he gets kedushas haguf. You're wondering what difference it makes, kedushas dam, kedushas dam,
lina
would be the first nafkimina. You can have at home kedushas dam and mincha for 6 months, it doesn't become possible lina. You put it inside the kli, sha'arais, he gets kedushas haguf. You better bring it today. Because you wait until tomorrow morning, be curtains. It's going to be possible. You're going to have to go and burn. And there are other nafkiminis as well. They've got a pigeon. Anyway, Rashi says you put it inside the kli. The kli itself doesn't do anything according to Rabbi Akiva because it's not nimshech. But the kli is a peh. Dos mach this kodesh. What Rashi means to say is kli is a guf. Shvet is on kli is a guf. Because there's no goof, it's only kiddush. But kiddush is not, it was ready before, even before you put into the klisha. So I'm not 100% sure what Rashi means. But bottom line is what Rabbi Akiva says: since the midas are yavish le'nimshcha kolikin, not from the inside, not from the outside, then for sure the birutzim have no din of kiddusha whatsoever.
The kli is only inside. In order, the flour is a loose item.
Exactly.
Kli just for your convenience.
Exactly. You can't hold it in your hands all the time. You have to put it inside a kli. Exactly.
You negate the whole mishnah.
So normally it's a kli shoris and mekadesh it. But Rashi says, I mean, Rabbi Akiva says very clearly. I mean, this yovel like nimshach, it didn't have any kedusha. So what kedusha does it have? Kedusha pet. The person makdish
it. It was a nimshach, but didn't he at least the kedusha? I mean, we have other principles about the kelim. Basically, the shechibas hakodesh, machshirat lekabel tuma, and other things.
What you're referring to is it says that later on in the first or the second base of mikdash, if they didn't have the original kelim,
right,
were they moishach them? And the Gemara says no, the shayrus, that was what was makdish them. They got a kedusha as a result of the fact that it was being used on a daily basis. Base of mikdash, that shayrus, the on the job usage, that gave it the kedusha. But you see that Rabbi Akiva holds that even that didn't give it the kedusha. When he used the expression like nimshach kalikar, he doesn't mean that was original time from Moshe Rabbeinu. But today it already has kedusha through the shayrus. Apparently, Rabbi Akiva holds that midas yavish is just a measuring cup. It's taka very august and very beautiful and very nice, beautiful, but in the base of Mikdash, but nevertheless, it didn't have a kedusha of itself. Because it was never nimshach, and presumably he holds that the shayrus also didn't give it a kedusha as well. Rabbi Yosi Sava, Rabbi Yosi holds there was no meshicha b'chutz at all; only the meshicha was inside. So in Bazoi, what's the difference between the midas halach and the midas hayavish? So Rabbi Yosi says, like we learned in the Mishnah, v'hoch ani tamer the lach nekar u'migavo demona ka osi. When you pour a liquid into the cup or into a mizrak, into any kli, that part that spills out is liquid that was inside the kli and now is pushed out by the new kli, by the new liquid that is poured into it. The overflow, ought to say. By yavish in a nekar. The yavish is not nekar because what falls off on the top never was in the kli in the first place. Aha. And therefore, that's the reason why by the birutzim of the lach, it's koidish, because it was inside the kli, and the inside of the kli was nimshach, says Rabbi Yosi. Not because of the outside, because of the inside. What about by the yavish? The yavish was never inside, because it never reached inside, it was over the heap, over the hoop, over the rim, never got inside. It was over the brim.
Yeah?
Shkoyach. Zuk,
Gemara. What's the process? Is it sprinkled? It had to be sprinkled inside, outside? I thought...
What sprinkling
are you trying to... What are we talking about here?
We're talking about... Nimshach means the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu anointed it, correct.
So what does it mean that inside was anointed, the outside was anointed?
He took the Shemen HaMishcha and he spritzed it to the inside, but not on the outside. So the drop of Shemen went into the kli, but no Shemen touched the outside of the kli.
Okay, so otherwise you would need to have the outside and then the spritz inside and outside.
Exactly right. Okay. Exactly right. Great Dimar, but Chineka might have, even if it was inside the kli, and it came out of the kli, according to Rabbi Yosi. Gavla might the tzarech come mechavin. I don't understand this whole shaila in the Gemara about these birutzim. You're telling me that because by the lach, it was originally inside the kli, and then it spilled outside the kli, so it has a din of kedusha. Why should it have a din of kedusha? And even though the Gemara is addressing this shaila to Rabbi Yosi, really the same shaila among the Mefarshim can be asked like the Tanakama and to Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, bottom line, since the Torah says that you have to go and bring an isoreng v'loik shemen, the person only wants the loik. In fact, we learned in earlier Gemaras that if you bring too much or too little, either shlem more, either something chaseira, yeseira, or chaseira, it's possible. So I don't want more than a light. I just want to bring a light. So anything which is over and above that, l'choyde should not get the kedusha at all. It's as if it went into the kli by mistake. I don't want that extra drop to go inside the kli because I only want a loik. I don't want a loik plus. So Frank Dimov, even if it was inside the kli, he's only mechavim for what he needs. Since obviously that spilled over the side, he doesn't need, it shouldn't have a din of kedusha. It should be chayil. I don't want it for the leg. In fact, the kli doesn't want it. The kohen doesn't want it. So let me take it home and eat it as salad dressing. Why do I say automatically that it has kedusha? The Gemara gives two truths. Amar Rav Dimi bar Shishna Mishmei Rav Zoyis Emeres Kli Shoris Mekajin Shaloi Midas. Mister, you can stand on your head. You can have whatever kavanas you want. If it goes into Kli Shoris, it is automatically it has a din of kedusha, whether you like it or not. Kli Shoris Mekajin Shaloi Midas.
The Rashi says that you need some kind of saying. Rashi.
That Rashi is according to the Mandiyama that holds that it was totally choil to start off with. Here we're assuming that the Kli happens to be Kodesh.
The Kli is Kodesh, right?
Right. That Rashi that we were talking about, the Kohen Kodesh of Mekiva. Mekiva says that the Midas Halach was not Nimsh, the Midas HaYovish was not Nimshach Kodesh. Yeah, we're talking about in general, and we're saying the Kli Shoris has Kedusha. The inside is Kodesh. It's fine, this is good. What difference does it make? Even if it's imbued with as much Kedusha from the Kodesh Kedusha. If I don't need it, it's there by mistake. If it's there by mistake, why does it have a din of kedusha? Says Rav Dima bar Shishna Mishmei Rav, because the Kli Shoris doesn't ask for your opinion and for your motivations and for your intentions. If it goes into the Kli Shoris, automatically it gets a kedusha because it's mekadesh shalei midas. Shalei midas means shalei midas baalim, the people that are bringing the carpet. No, there's no such thing. The Kli Shoris doesn't have its own mind. It's only mekadesh whatever you need. And so therefore, the berutzim that fell off to the side, l'choira, have no din of kedusha at all. So why does it say in our Mishnah that they have a din of berutzim of lach or kodesh? Ugzeira shema yoimru, maitim ekli sharis l'choil. I have gzeira. What's the gzeira? If you have innocent onlookers, bystanders, who's going to go and see that some of the wine or some of the shemen poured over on the side, and you're going to go and take it home and use it for salad dressing, they're going to say anything that's inside the Kli Shoris, of course if you bring it for a carbon it has kedusha, but if you're not using it for a carbon, just because it went to the Kli Shoris, no big deal, you don't have to be poida, you don't have to worry, you don't have to sell it to Gizvarim, to whatever, just take it home and it's all chayv. And they won't realize that only over here, because these birutzim were on top of the Kli and were not used and poured out on the side, that's the reason why they have a din of choil, because Kli Shoris and Mekadshin El Midas, and the Balaam didn't want them to be Kodesh. The Kli Shoris was not Mekadish them. The Ikra din, they are totally choil. The only reason why we say that everything kedusha outs this gezeira, that people shouldn't go and say Kli Shoris, nah, man, yeah, I put it to Kli Shoris, but still it's chayil. No, it's not chayil. Kli Shoris is mekadesh, and anything that you put into Kli Shoris intentionally certainly has kedusha. And make sure to go and bring the carbon today, otherwise you're going to have a problem of lina if you leave it overnight. Outs gezeira. So Frank Yimura, so you're saying by Kli Shoris that we made such gzeiras. I have a very parallel situation where l'chayra I can make the almost identical gzeira. Mois v'rab zeira. Seder is halechem is abzichem li'achan ha-shabbos. Veitus abzichem ha-shabbos. Psula. Everybody knows b'lechem upon him there was a changing of the guard on Shabbos Kodesh. They took off the 12 lachmim and they put on 12 new ones. In fact, one mandiyomer said that it was simultaneous. As they were taking off the old, they're putting in the new. It's as if the new one was kind of pushing out the old. So it shouldn't even be 1 second on the shulchan without lachem. That's not everybody. Not everybody agrees with that. That's one man, the only one. But at least all the others agree. It's got to be the during that day. So even if you didn't put it on immediately, 5 minutes later, an hour later, but you got to put it on Shabbos, because the halacha by lechem apunim is it's got to be on the shulchan 2 Shabbosais, not 2 full Shabbosais. The first Shabbos when you put it on, and the first half of Shabbos 2 when you take it off. Okay. What happens if, for whatever reason, and the Gemara doesn't explain why, they were not mesad of the lech and the bezichan on Shabbos, they waited until Sunday? Why? Maybe there was a big kiddush in shul and people forgot. Makes no difference. Maybe there was nothing available. Bottom line is they were not mesad on Shabbos, they mesadded it on Sunday. And now they were makter it 1 week later on the next Shabbos. It's possible. The reason why it's possible is because the lechem apanim has to be on the shulchan 2 Shabbos, and it was only on that second Shabbos, and only a portion of that Shabbos, like typical. But it would miss the previous Shabbos because you only put it on Sunday. So what do you do in those situations? Ketzid yaseh, yanechem le Shabbos haba. you can go and leave the lechem upon him on the table for yet another week. So you put it on originally on Sunday. Don't go mimak to the bezichin next Shabbos, but rather leave it weiter. The kahanim won't have lechem punim that day. I hope they have extra buklach at home. And then you're going to wait until the next Shabbos. And then the next Shabbos, guess what happens? Then you're going to go and take the bezichin. You're going to be mak to them. You'll be able to be mak to the lechem.
What about the subsequent?
So presumably they didn't go and bake any lechem upon him.
They just skipped it there?
Because they knew that they had it from the previous week and they hadn't left it on the Shabbos. Also, you remember the Shlomo Melech had multiple shulchanos, so perhaps they went and put on a separate shulchan. But for our purposes, there was no other lechem upon him competing. We just have to deal with this lechem upon him. Just leave it on for one more week. You're leaving it on the shulchan now, not for 7 days, you're leaving it now for 13 days. Even if it's there for a long period of time, no problem, you can leave it. That's the halacha. People are going to be under the misimpression that as long as you put into the klisharis, it's almost like a safe deposit box. It's like an escrow account. You have nothing to worry about. You can leave it there, even if you leave it for another week. No problem. A month. No problem. Nobody will have any tannis, it's gittin fine. Oh, that being the case, just like the lechem upon him, you can go leave yomim rabim, so you can leave your mincha also in a klisharis li yomim rabim. Nothing will happen. It doesn't spoil. It's just wonderful. But we know that that's not the case. What happens overnight? It's going to become possible. So go and make the same type of gzeder that we just made a moment ago, that we said that the birutzim that spill out on the top. You need the reason why they say that Kodesh, Shulay Yoyma, they shouldn't say a Kli Sharis. It's like a Kli Choyl. Here too, people are going to go and treat this Kli Sharis like a Kli Choyl. The Kli Sharis over here being the Shulchan. They're going to say it's like a Kli Choyl. You see, that doesn't have to do with no lina, no problem, no issues. Make the same Gzeira and say, no, don't allow for it to be on Yomim Rabim. Everything more, upon Achutz Karamas, you're asking Akasha from Ponim to Chutz. Ponim over here doesn't mean the lechem uponim. Ponim means inside the heichel. Inside the penim, inside the heichel. The Chutz is referring to inside the azara. What's the difference between the heichel and the azara? Penim, lav kuli alma yadi. Who sees only inside the heichel? Only the Kohen Gadol or the Kahanim that are busy with the lechem uponim. But the mass Klal Yisrael that's standing there in the Azara cannot see. They'd have to have binoculars to see. They could not see inside the Hech. So I don't have to worry about people going to go and say you could be mafkidim yomim rabim and echli sharis. Avachutz inside the Azara, everybody sees how they're measuring it. Putting midas yavish, midas alach, it spills over. Yom kodesh, nish kodesh, choil, and people can go and draw the wrong conclusions. That's why they had to make a special gezeirah. Good. With this, we've concluded this shtickle, and we move on to another shtickle, which is related to Berutzei Midos, Tnan Husa. There's a Mishnah. Who is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Masechet Shkolim, where the Mishnah says, "Mut Moiser Nisachim LeKayitz HaMizbeach." What happens if you have leftovers of Nisachim? Then you take the leftovers, you sell it, you take the money, and you give it the Kayitz HaMizbeach. Kayitz HaMizbeach means that on those off days in the Beis HaMikdash where there aren't too many karbonos, you go and bring extra karbonos from these extra funds so that the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash should look like it's full. Actually, use the expression, Shleihei HaMizbeach bottle. You don't want people looking at the Mizbeach and say, well, it's an off day today, nobody's here, you know, it's like a shtickle bizoy. So that's why the Kayitz HaMizbeach. Okay. So now the question is, what's the definition of the words Mois and Nesachim? Mois and Nesachim clearly means the extra. How did you get extra Nesachim? My Mois and Nesachim, Pchiba, Yosef, Omar, Perutzi, oh, the Perutzi is what we're talking about. You had that extra pour over on the side from the Midas Alach. They were all Kodesh. Hi, so what do you do with it now? I'm going to go and drink it for Kiddush? No, it says Kiddush here. Okay. So what do you do? You can go and be paid it, take the money, and use it to go and buy a carbon oila from the Kayetz HaMizbeach.
How can you be paid it? It doesn't. It has Kedusha Saguf, and it can't be paid something that's Kedusha Saguf. I mean, how does it get a mum?
So how do you do it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Very good. Whatever you do, you got to do it, and then... Oh, see, you know, who asked your kasha? Toys asked your kasha, second place from the bottom. Here to me is Avagam Diskachu. They have Kedushas Aguf. Loichnen, Kvasim, you know how? Le Bezdin Masna Leia. The Bezdin says, I know that there's going to be brutzim. By definition, there's always going to be overboard. Just somebody just poured down and got some salsa. Sorry, this is, you wanted to illustrate our Gemara. I appreciate it. No, that's why you did it. I feel mamish. I can feel the kedusha, but it's saying kodesh came down from the liquid. Good. Anyway, so you take that the lebez masalim that you can go and be poided, even though there is no mum. Zayik, shkoyach Barry for bringing it to our attention the Toys discussion. So this is the Yost. I have a new way of moisture nesachim. Now, for all you businessmen, this is going to be very interesting. We're talking about a person who is in the business of supplying, for instance, either liquids or solids to the Beis Hamikdash in the form of flour or in the form of wine or shemen. He's the supplier. And he enters into a supply contract. And what does the supply contract say? Hamakabel olav lesapik slosois me'arba v'omdu b'sholish. Originally, at the beginning of the year, the price of wheat, the price of flour, was relatively inexpensive. You were able to go and get four, let's say, bushels of soilus, and I guess soilus bushels would not be an appropriate term, four esroinois lemushel of soilus for a dollar. Just to give a mushroom. And guess what? Over time, there was inflation. Now you cannot get four for a dollar, you only get three for a dollar. But since he entered into the supply contract that he's going to go and supply four for a dollar, he's happy man, but he has to go and get four. He's going to lose out. No, that's, I mean, businessman, market goes up, goes down. So he has to go and give four, even though the market today is only three for a dollar, he has to supply four for a dollar. Okay, so okay, no, Mishkefel, I mean, that was his risk. However, the other hand, start now the Umid base. What happens if originally when they entered into the contract it was Misholish, you can get three for a dollar. Miyomdu Mi'arba, now the price went down, deflation, and now it's four for a dollar. So what's the din now? So the businessman says to the Gizbar, listen, we agreed that for $1 I give you three. Keep on giving the dollars, I keep on giving you three. Yes, we had this Gemara before, exactly. But Miyomdu Mi'arba, now they're cheaper, four. Misapik mi'arba, he has to go and give four for the dollar, even though they made up three for the dollar. Why? That's the rule. Regardless, what's the expression? Heads I win, tails you lose. Yad Hegdish always wins. Good. Now the problem is not that's the problem, but the supply contract says that the Gizbar needed for that year twice 30,000, and guess what happened? Because the price went down, he's getting now 40,000. So therefore, why? Because Masapik Me'arba, right? Originally it made up for three, and now it's just four for a dollar. He's getting
deflation.
So he's getting much, much more. So what is he going to do with that? I don't need all this flour. What's going to happen over here? So you can say, just leave it. You can get wormy. So what you can do is you can go and sell it, and you take the money. What do you use the money for? Kayetzam is bech. So that's the machloikis now between these two mandi yomrim. What's the definition of moisin asachim? Says Imor, I have arrived from Bryce's according to both of them. Tani kibosu rebchiyah bar yosu, tani kibosu rebchiyachanan, tani kibosu rebchiyah bar yosu. Berutza midas halolu, maho yoisim behen. What did they do with the berutza midas of the lach, the overflow? I said lach. It was intentional. Lach nisht.
Oh.
Why did I say lach? Because Yavesh, if it falls on the side, what's the status? It's choil. So I don't have to use it for kites of his back. I can take it home. It's
okay, and I didn't understand. How do you scrape up liquid?
You have a saucer underneath the ketchup.
Just pour it into a cup.
And if it happens 100 times a day, it comes to exactly. Anyway, so when the Gemara is talking about slosos, even though the case was a soilus, but that's not really our case. That's a parallel case. Good. Okay, Nishkaf Kimen. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, telling you what Rebbechim and Rebbechim and Rebbechim by Yosef, Tan Berutzim, Midas Allah, Lamar, Yosef, Man, and Yezeh, Bechachi, Yakrivu, Imoy, Vim, Loh. If there's another, again, Berutzim, Midas, you have the extra wine, the extra shemen. What did you do with it? And Yezeh, Bechachi, if there's another carbon being brought at that time, Yakrivu, Imoy. So use that extra shemen, use that extra yayin for the other carbon. You brought, for instance, that morning, two oilois and two shlomim. Each one of them requires a certain amount of wine, a certain amount of aloik shemen, and aloik of yayin, and you had too much, so use it for the second one. It was very good. However, if you didn't have vim lanu, what happened if you didn't have a zevach acher, and therefore it stayed overnight? You fasa melina. Since they got that kedusha, since it was inside the kli, when midas halach, the berutim have kedusha, fasa melina. Vim lav. However, what you can do to save it, you don't have a zevach acher. You don't want to become a possible lina. You know what you can do? Make kitzvah and a mizbech. Schnell, get it together, sell it, take the money, and use it. Okay, so each time on the little saucer, you're going to get only a nickel or a dime or whatever. Fine, so it all adds up eventually. Now, what's the definition of kayit? Mahu? This Gemara is a little bit, on the surface, a little bit strange. We know what kayit samizbeach is. This is not the place where the Gemara has to go and tell us what the definition of kayit samizbeach. As well as that the oilers go to Kahanim. Doesn't everybody know that the oil of the oiler goes to the Kahanim? That's not our sugi over here. It's Yoktar Ashi. That the reason why our Gemara tells us over here, this din, is because normally when you go and buy a carbon oila, you buy it with your chulin money. So you're buying with your chulin money, okay? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says 99% of his money, Kodesh Kodoshim, is going to be kol on the mizbech. But the oirois, they will have a din of quasi choil, if you will, that the Kahanim can go and use it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says no problem. But that's because it started off with just regular chulin money. But he was starting off with berutz and midos that was kedusha money. Oh, so maybe the oirois you should also have to use for kedusha. How can you use oirois for kedusha? Zok Rashi, go and sell the oirois also for money and take those monies and use it further for the next guy at some mizbeach. So in other words, everything should be constantly used. Look at the Rashi, third line from the top. Habas l'shem oil the kanim. The ma'ariv say ma'oilu kaitz mizbeach. Who yehei kulei oila b'afilu oira shiachsav yikach mizbei or habehema l'tzerech oila. Go and sell the or the behema for yet another oila. Lo yehei oila kanim. And therefore, this would go on forever and ever, yeah, infinitely. Each time you would go and sell the R, buy a new carbon, that's also going to have an R. So keep on selling it because it will
run out of time because you only have that day.
Well, I don't know that Oiris would become possible.
No, no, but the
the brutes and meters you have to go and sell. But I know that an R would be.
But you didn't shop, you bought that. Oh, you can sell it, you can do the.
The funds hold the wealth, hold the value.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, that keeps giving.
Although the next day. Good. I don't have to mock it this, that day.
That's correct, that's correct. Otherwise, by the end of the day, there wouldn't be enough time.
Right.
You have 1,000 kabbalas that day. Okay, anyway. So that's the first shot. So we see what did this Braisa say. The Braisa said that the Berutze Midois were used Lekayet Samizbeach. That's like the first man yama. Tani gives Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a kabel all of the sapik slosais me arba the omni mishalish. Misapik me arba. Mishalish yomni arba. Misapik me arba. She had hegishal el yoina. Mizel shishaninu. Moise nesachem mekaitzim is beachos. So you have rices befeidish like each one. Moise nesachem. Either the definition is the brutse midois, or the definition is the supply contract where the gizbar has too much because the price has gone down and he's gotten this additional wealth. You can go and sell those for kites and the bech. Very good. And this, of course, you don't have to talk about the lach. You can talk about taka soilis. You can talk about the yavish. Because we're not talking about that it became kodesh by went into the midas yavish, midas halach. The reason why it's being sold, because the gizbar had that supply contract. He has this overabundance of flour. So he sells the flour to be able to get money. He uses that money for kites and his bech. Good. Altsinodlin, Brother Shah, we're fine.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Baruch Hashem.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And now we start a new Mishnah, and this Mishnah is finally, after learning so much in Mesechtes Zvochim and Mesechtes Menochis, that there's a din of bringing every time the Minchas Nesachim, like we always lay on Yom Tov, in Menachusam and Eskem Kim Dibar, Shleishes from Hapar, Shneis from Le'oil, etc. Which Karbonos required Minchas Nesachim and which ones did not? So the bottom line is, the only ones that required on a regular basis was every carbon oila and every carbon shlamim. Every oila, every shlamim, whether you brought it by yourself as a yochid, or whether the Beis Hamikdash brought the carbon oila on a daily basis twice, the carbon tamid, every time a minchas esachim. What? How much was a minchas esachim? So we know. Shloish esachim lapar. Shlishis in the aisle, or viyasehin la keves. That's the gabe, the yayin, and the shemen. How much is sreinim? Oh, shloish esrein la par, shnei esrein la oil, viyasehin la keves. So we know what the measures are. You mix them together. That minchas esachim goes on the mizbech. Every oil, every shlam. Besides that, did you ever have, besides that minchas esachim? Yes. Occasionally, on a very rare basis, if you had a mitzvah Nebuch, Rachman Litzlan. Metzoyer is now, Baruch Hashem, Nitar Mitzratoi. He has to bring three karbanos. Among those karbanos, one is a chattis and one is an osham. Besides that, an oila. The oila he has to bring, like every carbon oila, minchasasach. But the Torah tells us, befeirish by the Metzoyer, when he brings his chattis and osham, he has to bring a minchas tisachim for that chatos and for that osham. That's the only chatos and only osham throughout the year and throughout maybe 100 years that you ever have a minchas tisachim only by Metzoyer and not by anybody else.
So he brings one minchas tisachim for the ola and then for the...
Three altogether.
One, each of the three zvachim, he brings a minchas tisachim.
Exactly right, exactly right. And can you be so kind if you don't mind getting a chemish?
Yeah.
I'll share with you. Come back to Parshas Tazria. Okay. Perik Yudalid Pasuk Yud, right? In Mitzvah you got Perik Yudalid Pasuk Yud. Uviyem Hashmini. First 7 days, first he brought his Toifaluch, the whole business, and then 7 days he did Kiluach. Uviyem Hashmini Yikach. Let's see what it says. Shnei Chavasim Tmima, two Chavasim. V'Chavse Achas Bashanosa Tmima. And now, what did he bring for the mincha? Shloish Esroinim. So this mincha. Now you can say, wow, maybe there was a par over here. But what does the pasuk say? Shnei kibosim v'chavsa. Did you see anything about a par? No. So how much you bring for a kevis? Only one isarin. Shloish Esroinim. So this mincha l'Hashem v'loigech Hashemen for these three separate kavanas. You have the three separate isarin. Those are the minchas esachim. That this only applies to a karm chatzis and a karm osham by Metzoyra, not by anyone else. No such thing ever. If you want to look at the Rashi over here, Heiliger Rashi, the chavse achas lachatos, pasuk yud, you have that?
Yes.
Ushloish esroinim. Leniske shloisha kvasim halalu, shechatosi vashom ishal Metzoyra t'unim esachim. Is good? Everybody's masked.
And the ultimate muskin?
Yes. Three nesachim. One for the oila, one for the chattas, one for the osha. Now, when a person brings a chattas on a chas v'shalom daily basis, because he was over on an iser b'shoyi, does he bring a nesachim? No. When the Beis HaMikdash brings your karm chattas on every single yontif, your chattas echad, tzeizah echad chattas, do we bring chattas today? Do we bring chattas?
Yes, that's the whole thing.
Why do we bring the chatzis? Do we bring on Shabbos? Do we have also chatzis?
Some says it's from Ayat to the Lovana.
Right.
Very good.
Shmustaf test.
That's why it says Lashem. All the others just say he's in Echad Chatzis, and he says Chatzis Lashem. So do you go and bring a chatzis on Shabbos from the on your Musaf? Does the Musaf include a chatzis on Shabbos?
No.
It does not. It only includes Oilis. It doesn't include it. Everybody's masking? Yeah. Everybody's kind of a trifled. A trifled means they're in doubt. Exactly. What was all that about? There's only a karmoyla. Very good. So, getting back to Shabbos. What did you do to Shnei Kvasim? Oila Shabbos Shibata al Oilas HaTomeh. In addition to the Oilas HaTomeh, he brought two more Oilas. So normally, every single day of the week, you only have two Oilas, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, right? Tom Shul Shachat, Tom Shul Inaboyim. The Muslim and Shabbos, you will moisif two more Oilas, but no Chatos.
No
Chatos. The only time for the Chatos was on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. Yes, very good. Thank you, Uri. What are we going to do with you after you? Oh, you Vegas. Oh, you can't go away, Uri. All right. Anyway, we're leaving today. Very good. He's starting a branch elsewhere where they're going to go and learn. That's for himself. But we're talking about for the Gamsa Belt. Yeah. Why do you think he's going? Okay, so on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says now, Kol Karbanis HaTzibur V'HaYochid, all Karbanis HaTzibur V'HaYochid, Te'unin Nesachim, require Nesachim. Every carbon. Sounds like, wow, all kabbalas. And then the Mishnah has this huge, huge exception. Chutz, Merabachor, Ba'amaser, Ba'apesa, Ba'achatas, Ba'oshem.
Almost undoes their initial rule.
Right. I don't understand Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I'm Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who am I, Rabbeinu HaKadosh? But why would he start saying Kol Kabbalas Tzibur Chutz? He should simply say that the only ones that require it are the Oiland Ishlamim.
And also, there's no Bechor B'tzibur, there's no Maeser B'tzibur, it's Kabbalas Tzibur is sort of...
And... Continue on. Kol Karbonas HaTzibur.
Pesach.
Kol Karbonas HaTzibur. Read the Mishnah. Kol Karbonas HaTzibur.
Vayach.
So all Karbonas require Nesach, except for Chor, Ever Mas, Ever Pesach, Ever Chatz, Ever. So what are you left with? Only your Oila and your Shlach.
It would have been short if you just say what you
said. Exactly. That's a question. Yeah. I don't know why.
Kol HaSimai.
The only exception to the rule in the Chatas and Oshem categories only by the Metzayah. So a regular Chatas, no. The Chatas of Yom Tov, no. You have an Oshem of the Nozir, no. Hashem Gzeilis, Hashem Me'ilis, Hashem Shivcharuf, no, no, no. The only time is Chatas Metzayah, Oshem Metzayah, and that's because we have Gzeilis HaKadosh, the Torah of the Fetish, the Shloisha Asroinim, that Barry confirmed and that Rashi also verified. On to the Gemara, you want to turn around. Now this,
we don't answer that.
I don't know. I hope somebody comes up with an answer. I am perplexed. Exactly. Anyways, now we're bringing a pasuk from Parshas Shlach. We looked it up before yesterday, remember? Mm-hmm. Parshas Shlach is the Parsha of Nesachim. It goes and tells us when you bring Nesachim. So it says in the pasuk, those of you that have the Torah or Hashalim, you have a long pasuk. In this pasuk, we're going to go and break down into about 10 different segments, and we're going to dash in every one of the segments. So it starts off, Vasisim Isha Lashem. You bring an Isha, means you bring a carbon. Isha means it's going to be on the Maruch. And it's going to be an Oila, Oy Zevach, Lefali Neder, Oy Vindova, Oy Vimoyadechem, Las Isrech, Nichoyach Lashem, Menabokar, Oy Minhad. Sorry. Okay, so in all of those cases, you have the Nesachim. So now the Gemara breaks it down. I would think that anything that goes on the Isha, Isha means on the Marocha, it should require Nesachim. Afilu Mincha. In other words, when you bring a carbon Mincha, you should have to have a Minchas Nesachim together with the carbon Mincha. So either you have a repeat on the Mincha, or at the very least, at least you have the additional Shittin that you go and pour in the Yayin. That's what I would think, that there's a Nesachim in addition to a carbon Mincha. Tama Loimer, no. Only when you bring a carbon Oila, Vasisim Isha Lashem, Oila. Okay. How do I know Shlomim, you also have Nesachim? Tama Loimer, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Oila, Oy Zevach. Zevach comes to include Zvachim, meaning Shlom. How do I know Toida? Even though Toida is a subset of Shlomim, but how do I know there that there's also din of Nesachim? Tam Aloimer, Oy Zevach, from the extra word Oy. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, Mitzvah, when we start on tomorrow's blood, why can't you just learn from Zevach? Because the Toida is also Zevach. Mitzvah, we'll see that tomorrow. Yochash Nimarba, oh, so once I say Zevach, so I should be Marba not only the carbon Shlomim, the carbon Toida. Yochash Nimarba, Fachor, and Maser, and Pesach, and Chatas, and Oshim, all of those are Zvachim. Tamaloyim lefali neder oivin dava. All of these that we just enumerated now, the Bechor, Maser, Pesach, Chatas, and Oshem, these are all obligatory. These are all Choyvois. There's no Nedova over here. And so therefore the Torah was not Mechayiv Nesachim by Choyvois, only by Neder and Nedova. Therefore, Nochemul, Tonesosh, in Bobbin, Nedova, ain't Tonesachim. Mashma, Lohit Yisayim. So now that you've told me that Choyvois are potter, we just said now you don't have to give him Bechor, Maser, Pesach, Chatas, and Oshem. Maybe Oitzias Choyvois are boys, Machmas, are regal. What about those Choyvois that everybody has to bring on Yontif? Machmas, are regal, biregal. What Choyvois are we talking about? Oitzias Ian, Shalmei, Chagiga. Every Yid in Klai Yisrael, every man in Klai Yisrael, every Zohar has to go and bring Oitzias Ian, Shalmei, Chagiga. So maybe. Maybe there's no dinim nesachim because it's not a lefali neder in a dava. You can't. It's not a neder dava. It's a choyva. That's why the pasuk continues on. If you're bringing your yontif karbonis, you gotta add nesachim. Kol abav b'moyadechem to nesachim. Right tomorrow, mashma lahavias elu. Now that we've said that it includes all of the oiles rei and shal nechagiga, all the yontif tikkun, obi sirichatas. Maybe I should add the sirichatas where we lane every single time, every yontif sirichatas echad. Or we say sirizim echad chatos. It always talks about sorry. And today we have the sir lashem. Did you also have to be a sirichatas? Hoy luboy and hoy berega sacharegel. just like the oiles ri'ah, the sham mechagiga. Maybe you have to go and bring for those chatois as well. Even though the regular korban chatos we said it's not bob benenu and a dobe, but this is a chayont of dika. Maybe you have to have this. Achim tamaloyma says the pasuk vayta b'chisas ben bakar. Now where does it say this pasuk? Shortly after the pasuk which we just read, there's yet another pasuk b'chisas ben bakar oila oizava chafali neder oishlam l'Hashem. And the Gemara is bothered by, what did I need to repeat this Ben Bakar? At the beginning of this Parashim Nesachim, I already talked about the Bakar or Tzayin. Look at the Pasuk that we read before. Vasisim Isha L'Hashem, that's Pasuk Gimel. Vasisim Isha L'Hashem, Oyle Zevach, Vali Nerim, Dov, 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 Mena Bakar, Oy Mena Tzayin. Shtei Toshim Mena Bakar. So why did I have to say V'chisan Vas Ben Bakar again? Ben Bakar B'chlaloy, it was in this Parashim of the Boker or Tzayin, which we just said. Falama yotze lahakeshayla, ma ben boker miyuchad, ba ben neder dava, afko ba neder unedava. And can you ever bring a korban chatos from a ben boker? We're not talking about
Yom Kippur?
We're talking about specifically the chatois that are boys machmas her regel. All the regel dika chatois are always seirim. Seirim are seirism from the A's family. You never have a ben bakar. Even throughout the year, it's very rare to have a bakar lechatos. You have a Yom Kippur, you have the paraparalim of Shul Tzibur, parakoyin of Mashiach, but these are not daily events. But we're not talking about a chatas generally, we're talking about specifically siri chatas for regular. The only reason why there's a svara to be mar by them is because it says oy b'moyadeicha, the yontif dika, just like the oyles ri'ah and the sham mechagiga. I would have thought the siri chatas as well, you have to go and add nisochem kamash malon. That's why it says ben bakar v'lam yotzel hakishalav ben bakar ben bakar miyuchad uba ben even dover, that you can bring a ben bakar neder dover afkar uba ben even dover masha enkin, the siri chatas can never come from bakar the neder dover, and you can bring a chatas ben neder dover, so therefore excluded. Now it says right to the in the Chayyuk Hashem min habakar oy min atzayin. In that original pasuk that we read, you have those words. What do you need these additional words for? Lefishanam, it says oil at the beginning of the pasuk. Shemeni afila oil sa'oif b'mashal. Oh, that's a very good deal. Since it says oil, oil means an oiler. Oil is oil behind oil sa'oif.
So maybe you have to. It goes to the ishim,
exactly. So maybe you should have to go and bring ishim a min chas esachem oil sa'oif. Tamalim, and we go, it's got to be bakar, it's got to be behaima, and not oifois divere biashio. I don't really need the minabakim in the time. Harry Oymet said at the beginning of the pasuk, Zevach, like we said before. Oiloi Zevach, Oifen is Zevach. So I bazoi, like to be oily, and Kim Hatamalim minabakim in the time. What do you need that for? The Vishanema. I have a pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Adam Kiakim Kim Karmel Hashem. Minabahima, minabakar, minatzoin. Takrivu es karbanchem. So now the question is, how much do you have to go and bring? I would think that a person who's bringing a Karban Hashem, the Karban Hashem that we're talking about in that parasha, is the Oila, and he's bringing it from among the Behema family, Mina Behema, so he has to bring either Mina Bakar or Mina Tzayin. So I would think it's not either, you have to go and bring both of them. You know, in English we have this usage of and/or to go and mean both. I'm sorry?
Yeah,
good. So and/or comes to tell you it's either conjunctive or disjunctive. In other words, you're either both or only one or the other. Here in the Torah, you don't have that same type of usage. So it says, mina bakar u'minatzayin. So I would think, odum kiyami ki karban Hashem, a person says, I'm going to go and bring a karban oila. What type of oil? Are you going to bring a behaima or an oil? I'm going to bring mina behaima. Oh, I would think you have to bring mina bakar u'minatzayin. Yeah, you too. Mina bakar u'minatzayin. I think you have to go and bring both. That's why we have to have over here in Parsha Shlach. Very interesting. To Megala and Parshas Vayikra, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a pasuk in Parsha Shlach to tell you you got a choice. Mina bakar u'minatzayin. Either one. Rotechem, maybe. Rotechem, maybe. Oh, that's what I need. This mina bakar u'minatzayin for. Aha. Frank Dimara. For Rabbi Yonison, this is Rabbi Yonison that was just speaking now, and he's saying that I need the mina barka oy mina tzayin to tell you one or the other. Now we know that b'chol ha'terekula we have a machloket between Rabbi Yashia and Rabbi Yonison. The gabi, whenever it says the word or it says he has the usage of the vav, does the vav automatically mean and, or does it mean or? The machloket really comes from the din of a mekal of the imay Rachman Litzlan. The question is, are you only oiver if you're mekal both of them, mekal of the imayim moisiumas, or do you go and say one of the two? There's a machloket between Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yoyosin.
How come it didn't say I in that case? It would have been very explicit.
And then we wouldn't, Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yoyosin wouldn't be busy half of Shas arguing as to whether.
I'm saying in other cases where it's almost like there's no consistency. Sometimes it's an and sometimes it's an or. Why wouldn't we?
That's machlokes Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yoyosin. Is it sometimes an and sometimes an or? Is it always an and? Is it sometimes? That's their machlokes. So in fact, in the same pasuk that says the kal of the imoy moisiumas, it says of the imoy kilel. So one man yoma says, you know why it had to repeat of the imoy kilel? Because all kadai tachamin if we just say of the imoy moisiumas mekal of the imoy, only if you're mekal both of them. That's why the pasuk has to finish off. No, of the imoy kilel, one or the other is enough. But the other man yoma says, no, I learned that second half for a different drasha. I know automatically when it says of the imoy doesn't mean both. It means one or the other. So that's the shayla. Every time it says vav, does it mean and, or can it mean or? So pretty more. Rabbi Yonison, Lama Likro, what do you have to have a special pasuk? Minabakar, oy minatzayin, ha'omar. Rabbi Yonison is the one that said that it always means or, even if it says mitavav, it means or. Ha'omar, shi'ifrachal ha'kosev yachdav. If it doesn't say the word yachdav, it means one or the other. So, in Vazoy, here it says, Adam ki yach mikem karmel Hashem, and v'hem minabakar. U-min-a-tzayin, it means min-a-bakar, or tzayin. So what do I need this new limud from Parashat Shlach, min-a-bakar, or min-a-tzayin? So Rabbi Yitzchak, so could I take a min-a-hoyil u-ksiv u-min-a-tzayin, ki-man dich-siv yachtov dami. Since it says mit-a-vav, I would think it's like a yachtov. And that's why I have to have min-a-bakar, or min-a-tzayin. On the surface, this doesn't make sense, because that's what Rabbi Yonison's halacha is. That even though it says metavov, just like by of the imoy, mekal of the imoy, what's the din? Zokter Rabbi Yonison, it's one or the other. Even though it says metavov, so ibazoi, why? Because it doesn't say yachtav. So what, here it says vav. I would think it's a man that said yachtav dami. So Rashi, there's a fundamental difference in how you read the pasuk mekal of the imoy and our case over here. Rashi says something, if you will, cute. He says if you wouldn't say the vav by mekal of the imoy, what would be it would say mekalil aviv imoy. I would think that the whole din of klala only applies if a person's father is mekal that person's mother. In other words, that a husband, chas v'sholom, is mekal his wife. That would be the only din. That's why the trade has to go and put in the vav. But it doesn't mean to go and say, and. Of course it means or. So what do you need the vav for? The vav is to go and tell you, don't misread it in saying, mekalel aviv imoy, that his father cursed his mother. We'll see the Rashi in a moment. However, here, by the Kabbanis, we didn't have to say that. It could have said in the Pasuk very gently, Adam ki yakim ikem karm l'shem min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, min ha-tzoyim, tekrivus kabanchem. Nobody would have thought min ha-bokar, min ha-tzoyim. If you take out the bokar, you take out tzoyim. That wouldn't make any sense. So therefore, that vav is therefore unnecessary, and therefore it doesn't come to tell you, and even or. Look at the Rashi, hoyil d'chsiv, second line from the top of the Rashi, all the way on top of the Yom, second line, hoyil d'chsiv, b'vayikra, u min ha-tzoyim. Kim the Havel in the Michtav could have said Minatzay. Look, said Minatzay. Kim the Chsev Yachdudami. Ah, if you got the Ovim, Imoy Avagab the Chsev, the Imoy, Mikal of the Imoy, Loy Mashmi Yachdud. We should have the Hosom Loy Efshav Loy Vol. You have to have the Vav. The Hechin Lichtav, or Mikal of the Imoy, without the Vav. Mashma of it, Kilal Imoy. Very interesting, right?
But how does it apply to the criminal who's cursing his parents? If his father's cursing his mother, what it has to do with the child?
Nothing to do with the child.
Right, I'm saying so. The suggestion that the kal of emo doesn't apply to the child. Remember, it's the person, the child, who's cursing the parents, who's committing the crime.
For sure.
So how's the father cursing the mother involving the child?
It doesn't involve him at all.
Right.
So if it wouldn't say the vav, I would be under the misimpression, the misunderstanding that this pasuk is telling you chinuch for children. Children, you have parents, make sure that your father doesn't go and curse your mother. Because if your father curses your mother, then chule. And therefore, when you get married, learn from that, don't curse your wife. I mean, I'm not saying that that's
it undermines the whole quality of the pasuk.
For sure. Okay. But remember, that's not the pshat.
Right, that's why
Kodesh Baruch Hu threw in the vav to say,
so that you don't undermine it.
Exactly. Don't undermine it. Don't learn nonsense pshat. Right. But learn the way you're supposed to learn it. That's referring to the child and not to the husband and wife. But in terms textually, you could have learned it that way. That's what you put in the vav. By Shenke, by the vav, by the minatoyin is not necessary because I understand if we would say, we don't mean you extract the tzoyin from the bakar from the tzoyin. You want to bring from behema, from bakar, from tzoyin. So you don't need the vav. So the reason why I could fuck with the vav is to go and tell you, that I would have thought that you have to go and bring both minabak or minatzoin. That's why the pasuk in Shlach to say, no, minabakar oy minatzoin. Zayik. That's all could contribute. Well, Rabbi Yoshi the Omer, Afagab the Lechsev Yachtov, Kimandachsev Yachtov. Rabbi Yoshi that says that whenever you see a vav, it's deemed to be as if it said Yachtov, because that's the, therefore, normally Mekal of the Imai, we're talking mean both. If we wouldn't say at the end of the Pasuk of the Imai Kilo, we're talking mean both. It's a Bezoi, Li Boyikra. I have a big problem now. What's my big problem? Because remember, what did Rabbi Yoshi say? That I used the Min Habak Oimin Atzoin to tell you, Oilas behema and not oilas hu oy. But I need a kontribiyasha the menabaka oimenatzoin to min megala that although in parshas vayikra it says min habakar u menatzoin, it doesn't mean both. It means rotzazer or rotzazer. You can bring one or you can bring both. So I need now the menabaka oimenatzoin for two purposes. I need it for the oilas hoy, lahoitzi oilas hoy, and I also need it now for the purpose of going telling you min habakar or menatzoin and not both. Is the boikra? Don't I need the minabakar oy minatzoin to tell you the din of one or the other? And I need the pasuk also for the oylasu oif. After the Gemara, haksivim oyle karbonim minabakar and the minatzoin karbonoi. In the beginning again of parshas Vayikra, I have two parshas. We first start off saying a person wants to bring a carbon oil and a behemoth and a bokar. And then the first one says, Im oil kabunim and a bokar zacha tam yakivenu. And then another 6-7 psukim later it says, Vi imenatsoin kabunim and a kvasim and a ksovim and a izum oil. What's the reason why we have this repetition? Im oil and a bokar. And then we say, minatsoin. I go and tell you that they attack it two separate things. That you can bring minabokar or you can bring later on minatsoin. Vidach. L'choyre, Rabbi Yashi is right. So what do I need this pasuk now in Parashas Shlach to say menabokar oy menatzoin? Because it's so klar chaman hanim midem a mafarish. If he says beferish, I am bringing bokar, you only have to bring a bokar. If he says beferish, I'm bringing menatzoin, you only have to bring menatzoin. Aber b'stama, what happens if a person says I am bringing oyle men habahaima? Maybe he has to bring taka menabokar u menatzoin takrivu. Elias mitravai is stuck in having to bring both. Mashalom, that's why you have to have the Pasuk Parsha Shlach to go and tell you in a book, or even outside to go and tell you one or the other and not. Oh.
But if a person says Harei Ola, not Olos, mm-hmm. I mean, so already it's already being memayate in the
and that's the halacha.
Whisper, right?
But I might have thought lulei these psukim. Okay. So when a person says Harei Ola, he has to go and bring taka two. He has to bring one. A tremendous,
a huge package deal.
I would think both Bokar and Tayyip. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.